Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We are going to visit with Griffin Kranz of Lacapral Valley Boys Golf Team. Griffin, of course, participating in the state golf tournament at Pebble Creek in Becker. And congratulations, Griffin.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be golf at state again?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, then what grade you just completed and what other activities you're involved in at Lacapral.
Yeah, I just completed my freshman year, and I played basketball in the winter, and that's really all about what I do at Lacapral.
Good basketball player, too. You really improved this year, that's for sure. I love basketball, don't you?
Yeah, it's very fun.
Golf your favorite sport, though?
Yeah, golf is by far my favorite.
By far?
Yeah.
Okay. You spend a lot of time on the golf course in Madison?
Yeah, I spend a lot of hours in the summer practicing my game.
Good, good. Okay, let's congratulations on making it to the state. Now, you went last year, right?
Yep.
With the boys' team?
Yeah, with our team.
Okay, refresh my memory there. Did they finish third?
We placed third last year.
Third, there. I have a good memory, see? So, what do you remember about last year, golfing at Pebble Creek?
I mean, really at the state tournament, every swing matters because, you know, one shot can determine if you place or not, or it just all depends.
Yep. And that was pretty exciting when you got third place as a team, wasn't it?
It was really fun.
And you were only in eighth grade.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Talk about this season, Griffin. How did your season go individually and as a Lacapral boys team?
Yeah, team-wise, we did pretty good. As our conference was loaded and the section was good, and we did all we could. And Central is just really tough this year. Individually for me, I mean, I started off a little rough, but the last month in May, I really succeeded and had a bunch of scores in the 70s.
Talk about some of your highlights. Get a hole-in-one this year?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had a hole-in-one?
No.
Yet? Not yet?
Not yet.
Close?
Close, yeah. I've been close.
All right. I asked a couple of the other golfers that, too, and nobody's had a hole-in-one. So, what's the strengths of your golf game, Griffin, would you say?
I'd say my short game's really good, and it can bail me out when I'm not playing very good, so I can still save a score even if I'm not playing well.
Okay. I interviewed a lot of the state golfers, and only one person said their strength is putting. Nobody said putting.
Well, yeah, putting's really, I mean, it just takes a lot of time to get good at, and it's hard to do.
What are some of your favorite irons to use or clubs?
Any of my easier irons, hit like 7 irons or pitching wedge, they're easy, so that's why they're fun to hit.
Okay. What are some of the more fun or enjoyable golf courses in our area that you like to golf, Griffin?
I'd say like Little Crow and a few of the courses up in Alexandria are fun because they're really challenging and it's very fun to play.
Yeah. I know you go up to Alec a lot to the lake, right?
Yeah.
So you golf quite a few courses around there?
Yeah, I get to play a lot of courses.
What do they got up there in Alec? I'm not sure.
The Country Club and then Geneva. Geneva is like a 27 hole. It's really nice.
27? Oh, wow. Okay. Any great shots this year during the regular season that you can remember?
I'm probably my chip in on 18 at Eagle is the last shot at the section tournament, and it put me in fourth place, so that was pretty good.
All right. Yeah, you told me about that when I was up there. That was awesome. It's pretty. How big a chip in was it?
It wasn't very long, but it was tough. It was going downhill, and I was in between the rough and the fringe, so it's kind of really hard to get a shot on it. So it was pretty cool.
Awesome. What are you looking forward to? How do you prepare for state? I mean, what you've been doing the past week or so between sections?
Probably just really dialing in my short game because putting at state's a big deal because the greens are super, super fast, so you need to be very dialed in when you're putting.
Okay. Talk about the course here at Pebble Creek and Becker.
Yeah, it's a lot longer than what we usually play around here. It's closer to like 6,500 yards, so being able to get off the tee and being in the fairway is a really big deal because there's a lot of bunkers and stuff.
Yeah, got to stay in the fairway, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about the par threes? I like the par threes at Pebble Creek.
Yeah, they're tough. I mean, 17's obviously like 190, and then 4 and 6 have water all around them. So, I mean, you got to be very either on the green or just off.
Okay. All right. So I know you golf with your dad a lot, so who's the better golfer, you or your dad?
Me, by far.
By far?
Yeah.
I think Chad would disagree with that, maybe, huh? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He likes to golf. It's a good family thing to do, golfing,
it's a good thing. We get to spend a lot of time together golfing, so it's pretty fun.
Awesome. Any other family members golf?
Lindsay does, but I mean, not very much. But when she can, she does.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations on making it to state again.
Thank you.
We're excited about that, and good luck. And, keep him in the state. And if you get a hole in one, I'll get you a pizza. We'll buy you a pizza that night. Is that worth
it? Yeah, that's totally worth it.
Okay. Thanks, Griffin. I appreciate it.
Yeah.